I'm sitting in Percy McGuigan's dining room with photographs and notes spread across the table from the most remarkable past in the wine industry. Percy, how did this all come about, given that you were the son of a dairy farmer?
Well, I chipped the grapevines in a vineyard that my father was looking after, in addition to helping in the dairy. But I was the youngest of four sons. I was the one that used to ride the horse. I never had a saddle in my life. Had a rope for the reins. I had a little horse called Billy. And many times, well before daylight, had to go and get the cattle in from a 1,000-acre paddock. And we used to milk about 65 cows. You'd get back and find you're about four short. Before daylight, you had to go back and find the others. Fortunately, I had a good dog. My father died when I was 12, when my mother was 46, and she lived as a widow in Brankston, and I lived with her, of course, in 1941. Penfolds wanted somebody in a hurry. So I eventually had an interview with the head man in Sydney, and I got the job, and I was there for 27 years. I never had one of the top people ever come and check out what I was doing.
What's your secret, Percy?
Work. Do what you know is right.
Percy, you're probably the oldest living wine legend in the Hunter. What's changed, do you think, over all of these years?
Might I write this in place?
Absolutely.
When I officially joined the industry in September 1941, having been appointed manager of Penfold's Hunter River Vineyards, with headquarters at Dalwood, the following procedures applied. The Dalwood vineyards were planted by convicts under George Wyndham in 1831. The vines were set out in rows, 5 feet apart, so all cultivation, spraying, etc., had to be done with horses, single furrow ploughs, steel-wheeled spray carts, and 40-gallon timber or copper tanks. All chipping under the vines was done with hand hoes, no weed killers then, and grapes were hand-picked. There was no irrigation. But looking back, it was in the wineries where we did it tough. Electricity was extended to the country areas in the Hunter Valley only in the late 1959 at Dalwood and 1955 at Pocolban. So prior to this, we had no refrigeration, no electric pumps, no compressors, no centrifuges, and no 240-volt electric lights.
Percy, could you please tell me the story about buying Dalwood?
In 1968, Penfolds had decided to sell the place. I told them that was wrong. I said, the topsoil there is 15 or 20 feet deep. I said, and there's no way in the world that you can wear that soil out even with 128 years of use. Let me start again. Let me replant it, and it'll come good again. And Max Hubert once said, no, they decided to sell, so they're going to put it on the market. And I said, can I buy it? I knew that I didn't have enough money to buy anything, but I said, could I buy it? And he said, no, you can't. It will go to auction. It went to auction on the 12th of February, 1968, at the Maitland Sale Yards. So that's how I bought Dalwood. My wife and I talked over the name, and we decided on the name Wyndham Estate because of the fact we went back to the original settlers, and that's how it's got its original name. We liked the place so much, that's where my wife and I reared our family, but I just loved the place. Had I not bought that place on that day, there would never have been a Wyndham Estate. There may never have been a McGuigan Brothers Wines.
You said it was life-changing. It led your sons into the industry.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, quite right.